Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Oh, oh no.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Went to the doctor yesterday and he talked to me about GLP-1 again. I think that's what they do, right?
Nope.
Yeah. Every time I go, he says the same thing. Have we had a conversation about that? And I'm like, yes, every time.
And are you doing it?
No, not that I'm aware of.
No, I'm saying, has he made an argument for you to do it and you just keep turning him down?
Yeah, I'm just not. The way I look at it is if I wanted to drop some weight, then I would drop weight by exercising. I did tell him because I weigh about 225.
Okay.
All right. So that's, I mean, I don't know. I graduated from high school at 185. Yeah. So that was a long time ago. So I'm sitting at about 225. My fighting weight is about 215. Okay. That's where I've always kind of sat at. But then I got fat. The most I ever gained was 250. But as you get older, yeah, I know. When I hit that 249, I think it was like a moment in time where I'm like, if I get past this fence,
yeah,
there's no turning back. That's how I felt. So I just trimmed it down to about 240 or something like that.
So did he talk to you then about diet and exercise? Because obviously he's concerned about your weight if he's bringing up GLP-1s. They wouldn't be bringing that up if weight weren't an issue with your physical
health, pre-diabetic, all that kind of stuff can kick in, you know. And it's not like, I mean, I've been going to this doctor for a while and it's not like I've lost a bunch of weight. I mean, I was at like 225, maybe about, I don't know, a month ago, which was good. And I stepped on the scale and it was like 232.
Wait, and you were 232 this time?
Yeah, 232.
7 pounds in a month seems
maybe it wasn't
really
a month.
Drastic.
Maybe it wasn't a month. Maybe I'm being drastic. It might have been the last time I saw him.
Okay,
which would have been about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And so yeah, I was at 232 and I was like, well, I got an air fryer.
He's like, once again, let's circle back to the GLP-1s. Obviously, we're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You have a treadmill that you don't use, but you just acquired a third air fryer. He's like, do you see how I'm kind of like where I'm getting with this? Like, you might need a little pharmaceutical help to make better choices. Just saying.
So, yeah, there's that. And you know what was interesting, Molly? He said that, you know, the doctors and everything like that. He said the GLP-1 has been around for like 10 or 15 years. He said it's mainly was for people that need it, like for health reasons, diabetes, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. He said we've always known about this stuff. It wasn't until, you know, the celebrities and all these other people started doing it for vanity, then everybody was jumping on it. I want to say he said in a few years, 75% of the people in the United States are going to be on GLP-1s.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Couldn't believe it. The numbers are insane.
A lot of people are taking it.
He had nothing bad to say about it. He said,
it's a pill now.
Yeah, it's a pill now. But,
would that change it for you? I don't know. A shot being a little like you're like, oh, that seems pretty invasive, you know, like I got to shoot a shot into myself. But popping a pill, I mean, that's called being an American.
Yeah. No doubt.
You're like, add it to the pill box. Let's just see how this rolls.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Molly. And I was talking to the sweet Wylene about it. And I'm like, cause we have some friends that have been on it and, they look unrecognizable, because of the severe weight loss. It's almost like what is Ozempic face? That's what it's kind of turned into. And then I talked to him about muscle mass. He says, yeah, you can lose some muscle mass.
Yep.
But you, like you had said, you got to do some working out and some weightlifting. The thing is that the people that I know that looks like they look like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons almost.
Yeah.
They decided after the fact that, oh, maybe I need to do some weightlifting.
Well, there's two things. One is you can adjust how intense your weight loss is going to be. So the two or three people that I know that are on it are on a very mild dose. Okay. So it almost looks like just their regular dieting. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it wasn't like I saw them a month later and was like, damn.
Okay, because that's what I saw. That's what I saw. And, so they must be extreme.
Those are people that are taking an aggressive dose. And you can't, and that's fine. Like your doctor's like, here's the scale. So the people that I know are on the low end of the scale. They just want to like gradually lose weight that they've been, that they've had a hard time doing. And for health reasons, need to drop 20 to 30 pounds. So they're doing it in mild steps. And the other thing is that they're being smart about it. That's why you're seeing places like Starbucks all of a sudden. It's no coincidence that now you can get a protein added to your coffee.
Yeah, sure.
They're doing that because all of these people are on GLP-1s. And the big thing that they keep hitting is you got to be getting a lot of protein.
You have a lot of protein.
You can't be not taking protein.
Yeah, because he had talked about it because, I talked to you about it. You're not a doctor, right? You just know what you know, and I know what I know. And so I just kind of drilled him with some questions and stuff like that. And he did say, my doctor's great. Mm-hmm. He kicks the tires completely. When you go in there and get a physical, you're there for an hour going through every stinking thing there is. So he's very thorough. And that's why I like him, because I've had several doctors in my life that didn't do that. It kind of was like, okay, how you feeling? Okay, all right, see you next year. He doesn't do that. So he said, in 2 years, we'll get you down to 20 pounds down in 2 years. So he is talking about the non-aggressive.
The milder dose. Yep.
The milder dose. The people that I know that lost it quickly, and that's all on them. I'm not being mean by any means, but it was quickly. It was very quick where next time I saw them, I was like, whoa, I didn't even recognize you. So there's that.
And you can also adjust. You can also adjust when you take it. So people that I know that take it say that, you can feel the difference between when you've skipped a dose, like suddenly you're like, I'm hungrier than I was before. Like you do see it.
You can tell. Yeah.
Yes, you can. So if they know that they're going to be doing something, like let's say, you're going to go to a big dinner party, right? And you don't want to just be like two bites in and think I can't eat anymore, because it's kind of like that. And you will get sick.
Yeah.
I was out with somebody once and they literally got physically ill because they ate too much.
Well, the dosage that he was talking about, he said, it's just once a week is all you do.
No, that's
once
all
a week.
You do.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, all right. So, I thought it was more than that.
No, it's just, it's a weekly shot. I don't know if the pills are daily. I don't know anything about the pills. It's a weekly shot. So what people will do is that they'll kind of coordinate. They're like, okay, I know I'm going to go to this big dinner party. I don't want to be two bites in and not be able to eat the rest of the meal, or I don't want to make myself sick. So they'll skip a dose or they'll push a dose. Like they won't dose themselves. They'll give themselves some runway.
Because, that sounds awful. That sounds
it's sort of.
That's not for, he said everybody's different though.
Yeah.
Everyone is 100% different.
I mean, it's at your whim. If you don't want to take it every week, you don't take it every week. I mean, it's not like heart medication where you can't skip a dose. Otherwise your heart's going to explode. Like it still has some wiggle room of when you want to take it. If you're like, I know this is going to be a crazy night. Like we're going out to dinner and I want to eat a big steak. So you're like, I'm not going to shot myself today.
Yeah. I'm not, I don't really go to things like that, you know. And it's not like I eat a lot.
Let's say you were going to go to Manuel's and you knew he was making paella.
Yeah.
And normally, if you were on GLP-1s, you're like two bites into paella and you're like, I'm stuffed. And you know that you want to have like a good night where you're like, I'm eating a plate of paella. Then that's when you would push a dose because you would say to yourself, I want to be able to be a part of that.
Everyone's different. We can't sit here and say that's what would happen to me if I was on it, that, oh, I'll take two bites and then I'll get sick, or I'll take six bites and stuff like that. It's not like I'm out gorging anywhere that I go anyway. It's just that your metabolism slows down the older you get is all it is, you know. And I don't know where that 75% is going to come from. Is it young people too on this? I guess everyone's just going to be on it. We're all going to be skinny as ever, stepping off curbs, breaking legs. I don't know. I have no idea. But anyway, all right, so let's motivate here. You got your pet ignores you but worships guests. That's the one that's left over. All right, let's learn.
And the reminder, it doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. If it makes you happy, that's all that matters. None of us are getting out of here alive, so you might as well do what you want.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
But at the same time, you're like, that's a slap in the face. I mean, we're all dying anyway. Like, okay.
Yeah, it just reminds me when I went to the facility where my mom was at, and there was that, I can't remember her name, Dottie. She was like 99 years old. Mm-hmm. And the advice she had said, she said, and she'd passed, you know, not long after that. But the thing that she was funny, she'd wear a trucker hat, turned to the mm-hmm. side. Right. She was super cool. And she said, if I had to give you guys any advice, they said, just put everything down and just stop. Stop worrying, stressing, and live life. Live life. I'm 99 years old. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after that, that passed. But so I mean, it's truth to it. It is funny, though, because a friend of mine who gets older, you know, we all get older. He said to me once, he said, you know what? The older I get, the longer I want to live. Isn't that a strange thing to say?
Yeah, but I could see that. I could see all of a sudden being like, man, the things I know now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's give that some runway. I mean, there's always that joke where it's like youth is wasted on the young. You know, the idea that all the things that you could have done and you held back doing because you didn't realize, like, if you could go back, the time you would have. Yeah. I mean,
I don't need to go back. Yeah, I'm cool. You know,
I mean, I am like, I notice even in my parenting style, I'm very much like you should do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. Because, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction is like, do it and see what happens. I mean, let's just pull the ripcord on that. And so I think I'm less of that parent where I'm like, you guys, I don't know if that's such a hot idea. Like, I'm definitely like, give it a try.
Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah. I mean, younger, I can see that. But there is an age that they have to get to where they have to learn for themselves. You know, that's what, Carol, who's anyway, I was just watching some interview and they talked about his daughters, and he said, it's tough to, let them go through some things because you love them so much. But you have to, you gotta let go of that rope. I'm that person. 'Cause my parents let go of that rope when I was younger, you know, mm-hmm. they let go of that rope and set me free. But yeah, I think that's a good thing. Do they ever want to do wild things like skydive or anything like that?
No, they haven't. I mean, the only thing that I get a little froggy about, and we were mm-hmm. just talking about this yesterday, 4th of July.
Okay, the fireworks.
I am not a fan of the fireworks. Like, there's something about that where I'm like, that is an established bad idea. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind mm-hmm. of one of those things where that if we could go through not having a week of children lighting off explosives, I could probably have a perfectly fine year.
Okay.
That is so the one thing. But if they came to me and they said, I want to skydive, I'd be like, do it.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, I wanted to skydive and your dad said no.
Did you really want to skydive?
Oh, yeah.
I got I got an offer to skydive.
Oh, that's right.
And I went to him and I was like, I could skydive. And he's like, you could, but you're not going to.
That was with the SEALs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
my
like,
God.
Really?
What an
like, if something happens, then I've got to tell the kids, like, yep, your mom died doing something weird.
Yeah.
She was skydiving with Navy SEALs.
I did it once. Yeah, I did it once, and once was enough for me. I think everybody should do everything once. I mean, I've dived. I've done so many different things once, and I just think everybody should try to do everything once because you never know what you're going to land. I just had lunch with my buddy Jeff, who him and his wife decided to do a date night, and he was trying to decide, what have I not done yet? So we went to Dive Ventures and here in Omaha. Okay. And he did try scuba because you can try scuba,
oh,
right? So
fun.
You pay like $75 or something and they give you a quick lesson and you jump in their pool. And he loved it. And then he wanted to meet up and talk about it because I've gotten diving a lot.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I've done all kinds of different dives. And so, yeah, I was happy for him because, you know, people, if you know how to dive and stuff like that, it just that alone, and we'll just say, just pretend like you travel a lot, or like you like to travel, whatever, Cozumel, Cancun, it changes your game a little bit. So instead of sitting on the beach and watching everybody in the water or, you know, frolicking around, you actually have another option to have fun. It's easier mm-hmm. than snorkeling, you know, but mm-hmm. is that something you would do or diving?
I would. I mean, I don't have like a big desire to do it.
Okay.
I mean, we've gone on enough of these trips where I could have at some point. It
yeah.
just, for whatever reason, it doesn't spark like, yeah, with me.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that I wouldn't do it, but it's like, it takes effort to do that because you've got to practice, you've got to train. And usually when
certified.
I'm on those kind of vacations, I'm like, tell me where the swim up bar is.
Yeah, because that's the reason why you want to get it done beforehand.
Right.
It's like I told him, I said, I would never just jump in and just jump at it in Mexico. And you know, they train you for two hours.
No, places like Dive Ventures are...
Forget that.
Those
you know?
Are fantastic that you can get it all taken care of. So when you show up in paradise, you're ready to roll.
Yeah, because I didn't know if I was going to like it either until I did it. It was weird. It's a weird thing being underwater and then realizing that you're swimming around with sharks and fish and everything else and turtles. It's just a weird feeling. You know, where when you're snorkeling, that's more work because you have to wear that vest.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all that stuff. But anyway, now
I like
diving.
Boats.
So. Boats. Oh, yeah. Boats are great.
I like boats. I like being on boats. I like being invited to go on a boat. I love being out on the water.
Yes,
I really do.
It's great.
And so when you guys go off diving, I'm like, have fun with diving. I'll be on the boat.
I'll be on the boat hanging out. All right, so we got some A-list stuff real quick. It looks like Britney Spears just got arrested for a DUI in California. Oh, boy. It wasn't long ago when, you know, the paparazzi got her. She was out partying in California with some of her friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she jumped in the car and everybody was trying to stop her. And then, you know, then there was paparazzi, I guess, following her as she's driving home at night,
weaving.
Swerving
she was
all over the place.
In an yeah, she, I know. I'm like,
she could have killed somebody. You know, and when you're that drunk and weaving, I don't think you should be driving. You probably listen to people. But yeah, it was 9:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night in California. She's 44. Wow. What happens
I feel bad.
Now?
You know,
and she deleted her Instagram.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah,
otherwise, the pylon would happen.
Yeah, she deleted everything.
In happy news, we've got Harry Styles' album coming out today.
Ooh,
yep.
Are you excited?
I am excited. I like him.
His
music is always just like such a good sound, such a good vibe. But the big news is that he's doing a live performance that's going to be streaming on Netflix on Sunday.
Okay.
2 o'clock our time, Central Time. And
where's he doing the live performance at?
In Manchester, but it's on Netflix, and Netflix got the deal. It's his first time teaming up with Netflix, and so he's going to be performing the whole album live. And so fans can watch. I'm bummed that I missed his last tour because it just looked like a party.
Well, why don't you go to the new one that's coming up? He's doing like 33 dates at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I gotta listen to this album. I mean, that's a commitment. If you're like me about an album, that's a long night.
Yeah.
You know?
Believe me. Remember when I told you about the story where I went to Wien? Yes, it's
you
a
were
commitment.
Like 3 hours later, you're like, you guys, oh my God.
Yeah, there's plenty of shows like that where you're like, I want to leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah, because I don't know it. I mean, I know Watermelon Sugar. I know some of his stuff, you know, but I think the ladies like him. Yeah, that's a that talk about commitment. That's a long commitment to be doing one venue the whole time in the United States. I believe it's only Madison Square Garden. I could be off on it, but I think it is.
I don't know.
You know, I think it is because that's what he did last time. So he's doing a long
no,
tour.
He went to different cities last time. I mean, he did it. He did it like Taylor Swift, where it was like different cities,
the arenas, quote,
unquote, residencies. Yeah, where he came to like Chicago and he was here for like 2 or 3 nights. Like he's coming to certain cities and staying for a couple of days. So like if you're in the area or like then you would go, like it would be destination. Like he's not going to hit every city. He's just going to hit certain cities and you can come to him.
His tour in the United States starts in Buffalo on March 28th. Right. And then it just one show, I guess. I don't know what that is. But then the next show will be August 26th at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
And he'll be at Madison Square Garden until October 7th.
Okay. So he's doing full residency. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing full residency there. That's what I thought. Because, I mean, I was like, well, it's just going to be close.
I can't believe he can book Madison Square Garden for that long. You would think that they would have, like, other stuff going on. Because it's hockey season and it's basketball. I mean, like there's lots of stuff that would bump him, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like it's Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Wednesday. It's the Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. It's Wednesday, Friday, Saturday all the way until October 7th.
So there must be other stuff on those other nights, like where it's like we have basketball games or whatever.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of opportunity to go. You know, there's going to be people going to multiple ones.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, multiple.
But I mean, that's a book your trip to New York City kind of thing. I mean, obviously, it's not like you or I where it's like, yeah, I'm going Friday. I'm just going to go down there. And I mean, like, you've got to plan it. You're going to have to find a way to get to New York City, find hotel, all that stuff, or crash at a friend's.
He's so awesome. I mean, how awesome is that he can do that? He can sit in New York, live in New York the whole time and just do a show and just make millions upon millions of dollars.
I think artists are kind of like figuring that out now. Like, I don't have to break my neck, go into a million cities. I can just park myself somewhere and everybody will just flock to you, you know, which is great. Given the kind of shows that they're doing, I mean, I can't imagine doing an Eras tour and being in a different city every night. You know what I'm saying? Like
that
was such an exhausting show that it kind of had to be a residency because you needed that downtime and you couldn't just be like, and now we're in Des Moines. And now
I wish I would have went to that Eras tour now after seeing that documentary. Oh, my God, it's good.
So good.
That's a good thing to watch if you guys are looking for something to watch. All right, real quick, United Airlines. People, this has always been a rule, Molly. This is just their opportunity to rewrite the rule so everybody was very, very aware of it. So they pretty much announced that, and it's on the books now, listening to audio without headphones can get passengers removed from a plane.
And you get like penalized, not only removed, but like there's a cost to it too. They're like, if you disrupt stuff, there could be a monetary ding on like
on
making trouble on the flight. Well,
the thing is that, all right, so that rule always existed, but they rewrote the rule and put it better out there so people understood. And it says this, you agree when you buy your tickets that's
right.
What it is. So it says that passengers who fail to use headphones while listening to audio or video content could be removed from a plane or not allowed to board. How interesting is the not allowed to board?
Yeah. I mean, if
is that someone?
Well, it's weird because how you behave in the terminal isn't necessarily how you behave on the flight.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting up and walking around. I'm having a drink in the terminal. I'm talking to people, whatever. That's not necessarily my behavior when I'm on the flight. I get in my seat and I just sit.
Have you ever, what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. It seems like a weird, like, how do you determine that?
I think maybe
you're checking for headphones every time. Like, do you have headphones? Zink. Do you have headphones? They give headphones.
They do. They hand them out. But maybe it's this, Molly. Maybe it's the if you're starting to board the plane and you're watching or you have music playing on your iPhone or whatever you're doing, that's when you're not allowed to board. Maybe it's not just sitting out there. That's probably what they're trying to say.
I wish they had that at the supermarket.
You know. Oh my God, I hear you. It drives me insane.
Unbelievable. There was a woman going through that was like. You know how you get those people where it doesn't matter what aisle you go into, they're going into that same aisle. Like you guys are just like on the same wavelength or have the same list. And you're like, dude, I just saw you in bread. Really? Now you need to be in vegetables? They're like, here I am. This lady was listening to like polka.
I mean, it was
loud and bad. I mean, it was not. And she was just, she had her phone. She's pushing her cart and it's like, and I honestly, I made eye contact. I was like,
did you?
Uh-huh. She turned it down. I don't think anybody had the guts to like do anything about it. And I didn't do anything about it, but I gave her that look where I'm like, for real, like, really?
Uh-huh.
We're just going to all listen to your soundtrack. And because she had followed me. Like we were at that point, we were in the dairy case. And I'm like, I can't. Cause you know, it's that, like, it's just, I gave her a look and she turned
I gave her the look.
She turned it down fast.
Oh my God. I can't.
I mean, was about ready to get like congratulations from everyone, like golf claps all around. Like,
that would have been great if everybody cheered. Hey,
I couldn't take it anymore.
I don't like the conversation, the speakerphone when people are on conversation.
I don't
get that. I don't either. I mean, I don't want to be a part of it, you know? And it's like, as soon as you walk into that scenario, you're instantly, I don't know if it's a childhood thing. I'm instantly like, I got to be quiet, you know?
Yes.
Be polite. I got to be polite.
Someone's on the phone,
you know, but you're also in the aisle where there's cereal, you know, and I just don't understand it. I don't get it. It's like there's a moment that you can FaceTime, you know,
yeah,
or there's a moment. I don't get it. Someone explain it to me.
I'm not a public phone person.
Yeah, me neither.
I mean, if it's a call I've been waiting for. You know, like a doctor's appointment or whatever, like I'll answer it on account of the fact that like you've been waiting for school to call or what have you. But if it's like my sister, I'll answer and be like, hey, listen, I'm at Costco. Like, let me call you back.
You do it right. Yeah.
You know,
I don't get it. I'm like, I just don't understand.
But I mean, unless it's like something where I'm at Costco and I've been trying to get in touch with her because I'm like, what do you need? Like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm at Costco. What do you need? Like, I will either then I'll have a conversation or like text it to me or whatever. But other than that, like I've called Peter from the store before. I'm at the store. What do you need?
Yeah, we've always done that.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like those are phone calls where it's like that pertains to what I'm doing. Like, I don't want to have to come back to the store because you didn't tell me that we were out of Raisin Bran. Like, I'm not making a special trip.
Yeah, I hear you. I love grocery stores.
I love grocery stores.
Oh, my God. Have I already told you about what I tried to do? Become a Spark Walmart guy?
Have you heard back from them?
Have we talked about that on the podcast?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't remember anymore. By the way, real quick, I just looked at numbers on the After Party. That's our podcast that we do on Tuesdays, too. It's a separate entity, but it's a little bit more raw there. Mm-hmm. Also, and those numbers are doing great. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's growing and growing, so that's good. Just like this one. No, I never heard back. I'm being punked. They said there is no availability in Omaha.
I think that's true.
It probably is,
especially in this economy.
Sure.
I think a lot of people are looking for design your own side hustles. Do you see what I'm saying? Like whether that's a Lyft driver or a DoorDash
or whatever,
a grocery shopper.
I'm at the grocery store all the time. Why don't I just go do it? My sister-in-law does it and she has fun with it. And I'm like, I'll go shopping. I'm going to the grocery store today. Sometimes I go twice because I do I forget stuff. But then that Instacart, I tried to get on that thing and that's the same thing. They're like, there's a waiting list. I'm like, there's a waiting list? People are like me. They like to shop.
Yeah. You're not the only person. Everybody's you know what? I'm there on it anyway. You and 700 other people that are within the radius are thinking the exact same thing. I could get paid to do this.
I wonder how does the list work then? I mean, I guess they have some kind of algorithm.
In order? I mean, it would be so as soon as you sign up, you go to the bottom of the list and they.
Oh, I know that. I know that works, but I'm just wondering, I wonder how they decide to shut it off and turn it back on. There must be an inflection of more people wanting to, I guess they can't keep up with the Spark drivers that you have or something. I don't know. It's a waiting list and that's what I'm on. It's never going to happen. Wait. So I'll just keep on.
You just
got to
hope that those 500 people ahead of you are just all deadbeats. Yeah. They're thinking can't hire that person.
Well, I guess people do die off. So there's that too. So, you know, every day.
Circle.
All right. We're going to wrap full circle, but we're going to wrap with that motivation once again.
It doesn't have to make sense to anyone else. If it makes you happy, that's all that matters. None of us are getting out of here alive.
Yikes.
So you might as well do what you want.
There you go.
Done and done.
Done and done. All those burger wars are just getting insane. First, it started with that McDonald's CEO. He, he kept calling the thing product. So then Burger King did their Whopper thing with the CEO. And he took a giant bite, right? And the next, you know, at A&W, that CEO is doing the burger thing. But everyone's just making fun of this guy. And then Wendy's did it too. And it's just it's nonstop. It is truly a burger war. So I don't know. I mean, I looked at their wedding ring on that guy at the CEO of McDonald's because I thought for sure that guy was single. But no, he's got a wedding ring on.
Yeah, he's married. He's a CEO. He may eat burgers weird, but he's a CEO of McDonald's. He's got somebody.
Okay. All right. Yep. Makes sense.
He's locked it. Somebody's locked that in.
All right. We're going to roll out of here. We're going to talk some office romance on Monday's podcast. All right. So make sure you do us a solid and tell everybody and anyone about our podcast and get the word out there. That's all we need from you guys, and we'll just keep doing what we're doing. All right, we'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good. Squirrel.